Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is the program Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we discuss problems, questions, and issues parents have regarding the Islamic upbringing of their offspring. The answers are based upon the Noble Quran and the narrations of Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, and his purified progeny. We have in studio today our speaker, Sister Razia Batul Najafi. She's an Islamic researcher. Assalamu alaikum, sister.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
How are you?
Alhamdulillah. With you, I'm always happy and fine. Yeah, definitely.
Thank you. I'm so glad that I provide you some energy. Well, we had been discussing about the responsibilities of parents towards their children. In the previous sessions, we came to know that parents are authorized to give good name to their children. They are authorized to provide them better education. They are authorized to be friends with them, to be frank with them, and to provide the necessary things for their marriage. Well, today I have some other question for you. Who has the responsibility of upbringing a child? Is it just parents? Is it the society or the school? Or does every sphere play some important role in the upbringing of a child?
Oh, well, this is a very profound and very intellectual question. If we all understand that the way our Prophet, he said, kullukum mas'ool, we all of us about each other, because the way we are connecting to each other, we are responsible for each other. Definitely, the amount of responsibility is different, yeah? So, because as a parent, I'm 100%, you know, sometimes connected to my child, and because my child is my blood and flesh and, you know, part of my existence. So, that is not comparable with, definitely, the society. But the way, again, Hadith says that you have three kinds of father. One father is your father who has given birth to you, yeah? Because of him, you are
all
in
right.
this world, yeah. Number two, the father means the teacher, you mm-hmm. know, the mentor. And number three, the father means a father-in-law, you know.
All right.
So you have three kinds of fathers. Ab has different meanings. So In the society, sometimes, you know, we have so many beautiful stories. A guy from the Abbasi ruler, one of them, or even in Amavi rulers, they, you know, sometimes you can see one of them are so kind and very lover of Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam.
Right.
When you dig the history, you go back to the history, you analyze the history of that person, you will see that, oh, one teacher had, for example, love of Ahlul Bayt and infallibles alayhimus salam. Therefore, you know, this person, although he is the son of someone who has killed Imam Hussein al-Islam, for example, or, mm-hmm. you know, some a'imma, but still he has a big heart and, you know, attachment towards Ahlul Bayt alayhi muslim. So why? Because of a, you know, good mentor or a teacher. So no doubt that because we live in a society, yeah, everything nowadays, the social media can be a
yeah.
big, you know, influencer, and we can get education, and we can change our mindset according even the culture, the lifestyle we are adopting from so many sites and channels and page, and The same thing goes with physical friends and the parents and the teachers
too. All right. So you say that Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, has said that everyone in a society plays a role. And
Absolutely.
That's why man was rightly said to be a social being, because he lives in a society. So in a society, it's the duty of everyone towards the upbringing of a child, not just the parents. Well, sister, I'll be talking to you. Here, we need to take a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned to IRIB English Radio.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. I have with me Sister Najafi, who is talking about the responsibility of upbringing a child. Does that depend particularly on parents or the society or the school, or do all these play some role at some part of life? Sister Najafi, for example, there's a youth and he does not come from a very good background, but he meets a person who is spiritually very, very high. And listening to the sessions of this spiritual personality, listening to the lectures, going to him and meeting him day by day, he feels to a little change. He feels something better. He feels something is really missing in his life. So do you think even friends play some role in the upbringing?
Again, hadith says, Al-mar'u ma'a dini khalilih. Can you believe it? Like a person, yeah, can be judged on the day of judgment according to the deen and the religion and mindset of his or her friend.
All right.
So my friends are somehow, you know, telling Allah or the society and me that what
about
kind
you.
Of yeah.
All right. So what kind of mentality you carry?
Exactly. And even we have so many ahadith which says that when Israel, the angel of death, will come to capture our soul, that time again the friends, they are just in front of us, and if we have a good friends, then we go towards them. They are, somehow they have that power to educate us, to, you know, motivate us towards goodness and to reply the answers, the questions which they are asking. And if we have chosen the bad ones, so the impact of friends are not deniable. Like the impact, it's very, very powerful. Yeah. No doubt.
All right. You reminded me of one of my incidents. I just met an accident some long time ago. And the moment I met the accident, all of my friends came in front of my eyes. And till now, I never knew why they came in front of my eyes.
Ooh,
and now you
really?
Realized. And now I realized why I had those good friends coming in front of my eyes when I met that accident. I was really near to death that time.
Beautiful.
Well.
And I love this beautiful story of Juwaybir and Zulfa. Like, look at the role of a teacher or a prophet or a imam, because unfortunately we don't have ma'sumin in our life nowadays. They are not, you know, apparently we can say a pair. So, according to this history, it says that Juwaybir, he was a black guy, black man, and very poor, very simple, but full of faith
and full iman.
Yeah. And now Prophet is looking for a partner for him, because he was newly converted, you know. And now even I was just coming back from Ottawa and some cities of Canada, and I was engaged with Canadian Muslim, like convertees and revertees, and the biggest problem which they face is that they need someone, you know, a partner, because
right.
Alhamdulillah, they have guided by some friends again in
right.
school, yeah, teachers, and now they have, you know, welcomed Islam that now they need some company and no one is there to help them. So this is this our responsibility, definitely.
All right.
So
there is
them.
Always this spiritual thirst of knowing things, and friends can really help. Sometimes you cannot ask all the things to your parents, but sometimes friends can really play some great role. Sister Najafi, I'll be talking to you. Here we need to take another short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned to IRIB English Radio.
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, "Honor your children and teach them good manners."
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is the program Islamic Upbringing. I have with me Sister Najafi, who is saying that do only parents play a role in Islamic upbringing, or does society and friends also play some role? Sister Najafi, we came to the conclusion that society also plays a role, parents also play a role, and teachers also play a role. Hey, I have a very different question for you. Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, apparently did not went to any schools or universities or any other, like, you know, to some academy. He had no scholarly debates in his life. But Imam Ali alayhi salam says that he was guided by the angels. He learned in the school of Allah. So we have so many surahs saying, like, if you read this surah at this particular point of time, these many angels will be descended from the sky. They will be protecting you. Can we ask Allah to guide us through angels, or like, can we ask for some spiritual guide, a spiritual upbringing from the, like, some help from the angels and Allah?
Okay, beautiful question. Yeah. I usually say nowadays, especially the duty of mothers and fathers, sada, nida, dua, yeah, sometimes, especially mothers, they just stuck in some area. They say, what can I do? The only way is to have some support and some connection from unseen world.
True.
So dua, nida, whispering, munajat, and total rely on the invisible powers which Allah has given to us. Because of that, we are human beings. So that would be the wonderful, the most crucial, way of upbringing. We need it. And that is fundamental, like really, really, really necessary that we should have that connection. Because, we are feeding ourselves by connecting to angels and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Then we can feed and then we can share that energy with our children.
True.
And when we are talking about the important role of friends in upbringing of children, that means parents, they should be very, very careful about the environment which they are creating. Because as a father, I'm choosing the city and the country and the school, for example, and the place to live and the neighbors to live. Yeah.
But you cannot change the mindset of the friends.
Yeah.
So you have to be, as a parent, you are trying to say you have to be very careful.
Very careful, very careful. So it's not like that, no. Because in my family, never ever this kind of sins happened. So my child never can do this.
You have to be a supervision kind of thing. Exactly. You have to do a supervision kind of thing all the time. You have to be a supervisor, you're trying to say.
No doubt.
All right. So you have to supervise things. You said, like, definitely we need some spiritual guides as well in Islamic upbringing, and we can get them through du'as, through supplications.
Yeah, I will suggest Sahifa Sajjadiyah, du'a number 25.
All right. Thank you so much for suggesting such a beautiful dua towards the end of the session. Thank you so much, sister, for getting the time and coming to the studio.
You're most welcome.
Thank you so much, dear listeners. You are listening to IRIB English Radio. For any suggestions, for any questions, for any feedback, please email us at englishradio@irib.ir. You can find us on social media platforms by searching Call of Islam Radio. Our website is parstoday.com, wherein you can find all our programs. Go into the option Call of Islam and you'll find our programs. Until another episode, fi amanullah, God bless you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space, returned upon rest.